2022, regular council meeting at 6 p.m. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Michelle Miller, Clerk Treasurer, is present, and Vice President McVoy and Member Randy Mobley are both absent.
Okay, all right, thank you. Please join us for prayer by Jack Spicer this evening, and then we're going to do a Pledge of Allegiance with the Scouts, and then we'll have a proclamation of an Eagle Scout Day award ceremony.
Please bow your heads. Dearly Father, thank you for this day. I thank you that you give us all safe travels here. And I just want to praise Ethan for his accomplishments in getting Eagle Scout. And I pray that you let him shine his light in all areas and shine a light on scouting and to the rest of the world. And I pray that you let this meeting run smoothly and that we all travel home okay. And I pray for him.
Color guard attention. Color guard forward march. Color guard halt. Color guard prepare to post colors. Scout salute. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Scout sign. Scout oath.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty, to guide my country, obey scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Law.
A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Two. Color guard, post color. Color guard reform. Color guard retreat. Halt. At ease. Color guard.
Thank you. As we said, the reason why we are here, we're here to have the proclamation of Eagle Scout Day. The name of Ethan Marshall Miller says, whereas Ethan Marshall Miller contributed in countless hours of public service on behalf of the Boy Scouts of America Troop 7. Whereas Ethan Marshall Miller is a person of high moral integrity who always puts the needs of the public before his own. Whereas Ethan Marshall Miller is a leader by example and serves as a role model for others to follow. Whereas Ethan Marshall Miller has the distinctiveness of earning the rank of Eagle Scout on the fourth day of October 2018. Whereas all citizens will be impacted by his action and results of his accomplishments. Now, therefore, we, the town of Sellersburg, hereby proclaim, I want to say January 24, 2022, as Eagle Scout Day. And furthermore, urge our citizens to seek opportunities to support the Boy Scouts of America in pursuit of avenues of encouragement, beginning this day and continuing throughout the years. On behalf of, Ethan, do you want to come up here? Terry, Matt, you all want to come. For myself and our council members Terry Langford and Matt Czarnecki, I'd like to congratulate you for this award and this proclamation.
Thank you.
as I said, it's always great to see the great opportunities that we are seeing from our local troops and seven here tonight, and as well as, I guess, your rival, I'm going to say. Maybe y'all got a rival with Troop 6, but, you know, what we're seeing here in our community here the last three or four years, these young men coming together, being team partners and getting things done in our community. There's a lot of things that's been going on, you know, as I think Ethan's his big thing was trying to help us get out of the rut of the town of opportunity. And now we are all in this together with every one of you all. And I really greatly appreciate it for something that I'm probably the one that started this problem. But I appreciate everyone's energy and excitement of giving us a an avenue of moving forward. So I can't thank everyone that was involved in this. It's a great opportunity to show off the things that you all have learned from your leaders and people in this community. So I greatly appreciate that. I know we've got a lot of exciting things we're seeing over here in our park from other Eagle Scouts and different things that are going on in our community. So I graciously appreciate every one of you all for what you do. And I wish I probably would have hung in there a little bit in the Eagle Scouts myself back in time, but I was too busy trying to cut grass and make money for some reason or another. So, but hey, thanks again, and hopefully we'll have the next one up here coming up here soon, and we'll be looking forward to that. Jack, thank you very much. I'm putting a good word with your grandfather, so and, I thank you also. But if you all have anything else that you want to say or add,
we definitely appreciate the town of Sellersburg for the opportunities you guys have given us. We do actually, two of the boys in here are working on their Eagle Scouts at Wilkinson Park currently. We have others in plan, and it's a nice, it's a wonderful opportunity for these boys to have that sense of community. And definitely greatly appreciate the town of Sellersburg for entertaining that for them.
And know that we will always have something for them to do, or another person trying to get their Eagle Scout. We will always have something. We've come up with something for them to do.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anything else to do, if you all would like to excuse yourselves, or if you wanted to stay in for our meeting, you're more than welcome to do so.
Very good. Okay. The boys, you ready?
You want to stay, you're welcome to.
You
have to stay.
Yeah, I know.
You have to stay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
know.
Said, I ask for a motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of the minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website.
So moved.
Motion by Matt.
Second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. We'll take a second here just to sign. Stop you real quick. Okay, do we have any comments from the public or anything on our agenda items? Does anybody have anything? Okay. Ordinances and resolutions, we have none. Unfinished business, we have our community crossing matching grant project award. Josh Owen from JTL is here to let us know what if anything was found or anything like that. So
first, as your Eagle Scout town engineer, just wanted to say thanks for continuing to acknowledge our Eagle Scouts.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, you go, bro.
All right, last meeting we opened bids for community crossing. The Libs Paving Company was the low for $1,250,465.70. I believe you all awarded it contingent our approval last time, so really just coming today to ask for a ratification of that and authorizing the town council president to sign that contract so that we can get it sent up to NDOT here this week.
Everything looked okay, right?
Everything looked great.
Good. All right, so with that said, I just ask for a motion for the final approved sign and moving forward to get it up to NDOT for... Got a Matt, I have a second. Terry, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay, motion approved.
Thank you, we'll get signatures after the meeting.
No problem, thank you. Our new business for this evening is Pattison Model Prevention Policies. It's a written program of elements, it's something that's...
I've got a...
Mandatory.
I've got a little short paragraph here. It's for Selective Insurance Company of America. Selective Safety Management Team has provided recommendations to help you reduce the risk we have identified. We strongly encourage you to implement the recommendations listed below as soon as possible. And basically what it pertains to is no risk of harassment and things like that in the workplace. And Michelle, that's about all related to what...
Yes. This is something that it has to be voted, taking place moving forward, so, okay, all right.
And here's this is the notebook with the model policy.
And we all sent some, a file copy to look at, and I looked at it, talked to Michelle a little bit about it, so. Charlie, do you have anything you need to add? Michelle, do you have anything you need to add about it?
No.
Okay, all right, Jake?
No, sir.
All right, so with that said, for us to be able to continue to make sure we're in line with all of our insurance and regulations that are needed, I ask for a motion to approve this model prevention policy.
So moved.
We have a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Terry, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. Do I got a second reading, Michelle, on this? No chance, okay. Thank you very much for all the hard work and getting with everybody on the needed information for us to continue to move forward and provide a safe and understanding in our community. So, any general comments from the public this evening on anything? Anybody's got anything to mention or talk about?
Mighty fancy stop sign you got out there at Alabama.
I had to say, Charlie, I hadn't heard from nobody. You're the first guy.
That's looked expensive to me.
With it being new, we thought it best to put something up and make sure people would see it. We will move those around. Once they're there for a little while, we'll replace them with a normal sign.
Oh, yeah, right.
We'll float them around for different areas that have trouble intersections to help kind of, hey, there's stops on here. So
it's all fancy. When we get our light out in the of the on 60, what's any word on that?
For St. Joe East. Tentatively right now still scheduled for 23. I did have a conversation with the county commissioners about them. So they just on there to 60 is a count, like St. Joe's a county road from that point. So with the county to be involved, I had asked NDOT.
I had asked NDOT about us moving forward and working with the county on a partnership to go ahead and put a temporary light up there, because NDOT's putting one there in 23 anyway as part of the 31 project. They said they were open to it. NDOT was open to it just through a permitting phase standpoint. I had a conversation with the county commissioners. They too have indicated they would be open to it, but it depends on the cost. So I've got to get with JTL because it'd have to be an engineered situation, but it'd be a, you know, it'd be a temporary stoplight. We don't know if it'd be a, they'd be poles or if they'd be those generator arms like you'll see when they're doing construction projects on bridges and stuff. But with it being a three-way instead of a two-way, it complicates it with those. So it's a little bit more drawn out. So, but that's kind of still the intention of what we're looking at. And the idea would be that we would do it to NDOT specs according to their 31 rehab project.
and then take over operation of that from whenever the installation goes until the 31 project starts. And being as part of the 31 project, NDOT would then take over control of operations of that through the duration of the project as it originally intended within the scope of work. So that's the conversation at this point.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right,
sir.
Anyone else? Okay. All right, well, we'll move on and on along to our staff reports. Charlie, you're still up. You want to go on and proceed?
Yes, we had our blood drive. It was successful. I think of the 42 slots, they were filled. Of the 42 people that came, they were able to collect donations from 38 of the blood drives, so very successful. Considering that there were, I think there were two other blood drives that week or within 5 days of ours here in town. So that was great to hear. Obviously we had the camp run groundbreaking today. That'll be on WDOB tonight. Obviously you all mentioned the scout, Michael Shin, and Ben Prokes is still here. Guys, wait, raise your hands there. So those are two Eagle Scouts right now who are currently working over at Wilkerson on their two projects. They're doing them together over there to add the seating areas and benches over there. As far as a live broadcast here in Town Hall, we've got all the parts. We were waiting on one more piece for that. Rob, who the guy was at the last meeting, indicated that he planned on being here Thursday, Friday, I guess, to finish the installation of all that. So hopefully by next week we'll be able to live stream everything. As discussed before, we're moving forward. We get Packer quotes for the new trash truck. So that's underway right now. We've gotten three different quotes from the same company for three different trucks. Right now we're trying to find who has what in stock. We are hearing anywhere between a year and 18 months on things that are not in stock. So we're basically seeing what's available to us right now. As you all know, we've had issues with our trash trucks for the last couple of years. So trying to find what we've got that isn't pushing us out another 18 months on getting a truck in here. So we'll see how that works out. As we mentioned before, we've got Indian American Water Connection that we're working through up near the water plant. If y'all recall, we've got there's a big water main that runs behind the sewer plant or the water plant in Jeffersonville. If something were to happen, if we had a filter go down or something, we cannot produce enough water out of there. So just as a backup in an emergency situation, finding that interconnection with Indian American Water is going to be key, so that way they can infill with us in the event we've got to do preventative maintenance or take a filter down. So as part of that, we've been investigating our filter media down there. We got a cost estimate somewhere between $130,000 for filter media replacement. It takes about 3 days to do. And they say we're between 2 and 5 years from needing to replace media. So again, we wouldn't be able to shut the water plant down and replace the media if we don't have a different way to get water into our system. So basically the plan that we've come up with is a tie-in water main that would run from a 36 inch that runs behind the water plant, and there would be a valve basically that comes in and puts it directly into our clear well. So that way it just bypasses our filters. So we've got a secondary source for treated water, filtered water, what have you, to be able to put it to our system. So we might know that, you know, there'd be no interruption in services or this, that, and the other. Because again, if we got to a situation where we need to replace this media or do preventive maintenance or something at the water plant, and have to take a filter down, and we don't have any backup at this point. So this is that redundant system that we've all talked about to make sure that we're still in operation. So I've got a meeting with Indian American this week to discuss that. Assuming they're good with our design plans and concept, which they should be, we obviously worked with them in the beginning to get that going. We'll look at going to bid for this this project. I'm still waiting on a final cost estimate of what that looks like, but again, without get with them to making sure they're good, because they've got their own standards that we would need to meet for tapping into their system. Depends on what the cost is going to be, so we should be good on that. But obviously, I'll let you know.
Will there be an interruption in service when you actually do the tie-in?
No. This will just be basically all we're doing. There's like I said, if you've been down to water plant, you got the water plant sits up on Holman's. You got our discharge pond that's behind it. Behind that, there's a 36-inch water main that runs diagonally from our property. So basically, it'd be no different than tapping like a house or something into it. It's just a lot larger scale.
Right.
So there would be a what they call a clay valve. A valve that would be installed there, and there would be a meter. We would communicate with Indian American, they would open that valve and that meter. We'd have a hydrant up near the front to where we can flush that line. And then that thing just bypasses and it would tap into a water line that runs between the filters and then the clear well. So the clear well is where the purified water goes and is held before it's pumped out into the system. So it would tap into that line that runs between the filters and that clear well. So there'd be no, I mean, it's a matter of,
right.
You know, we're looking at an auto system, what have you for that. So again, if our clear well gets down to a certain level, it would kick on based on communication with Indian American Water as far as that goes.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes, sir. Billy's here, but I had a conversation with Jake here before the meeting about moving forward with the February 1st meeting. He is unavailable. Scott McGoy is obviously unavailable. Gretel, you'll be back. Randy will be back about the Atkins gate. So we're going to confirm February 1st on that. I'm going to work with Jake on figuring out a way because Councilman McGoy wants to be involved. Don't know if he can vote, but at least be part of the conversation. So we're going to figure out some kind of a way to where he can put it on an iPad or computer or something. We can figure something out. So
6 p.m., correct?
Yes.
That's
not correct. It's whatever you want it to be, really. I think I've got 6.
I think the message I got said 6, but it doesn't matter to me. I have a police board meeting at 6.
The notice that I received today was for 6 p.m., but there is enough time. If you all needed to change it to 5:30, you can just re-notice.
5:30 is fine with me.
Can we change that, Michelle, please?
Yes.
5:30.
All right.
Anything else, Charlie?
I think that's all I have.
Okay. All right.
Josh,
nothing else for me.
Say? Okay. Thank you. Jake?
Yes, sir. Two quick things. First, it looks like in the third week of June, historically, you all have sent me to IMLA, at AIM, Indiana Municipal Lawyers Association. They have the training, it's two-day training, for all the new laws that are going to go into effect July 1. When that time comes, I'll bring the brochure back before you, but I think it might be worth you all considering, if Mr. Smith is available, sending him up there as well. It's invaluable, just kind of what's going on, and there will be some hot topic issues with everything from code enforcement and just kind of some new laws and new ideas. It's a very good workshop, so just kind of want to bring it to your attention. The second thing, at our last meeting on the 10th, you all had renewed my contract that we had discussed. You know, I've been here going over 10 years now, but in the minutes, we just said renewed. We did not say renewed as amended. There were some amendments there in Section 3. As far as compensation is concerned, where it went from 52 to 59,000, and then the insurance portion. So just if you all would go ahead and just reaffirm that here tonight for the meeting minutes for Michelle Miller's benefit, and we're good. That's all that.
So we'll ask for a motion for us for our records and for everyone else on the minutes as far as our attorney, new contract, and everything, and the amendments, and everything about it be voted back upon. So just the three of us can take care of that. So everybody else was on board, so I asked for a motion.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sorry about that, Michelle.
That's all right.
Okay, Terry?
All I've got is today we had the groundbreaking ceremony for the new campground commons and the road going through there, and that's been such a long time coming. We initially started that back, I think, in 2013, and I know the redevelopment board has worked hard on it, and there's been a lot of people, Nick Lawrence, Mike Costell, and everybody. There's been a lot of meetings, a lot of late night meetings, a lot going into it. So. It was really good to see the fruits of the labor come through today. And a little sprinkle on us here and there, a little gust of wind, but all in all, it went really well. So thanks for everybody that made that happen. Okay. Everybody. That's all I've got.
Okay. All right, Matt?
Basically mimic what Terry just said. I mean, I wish I could have been there, but it's exciting times for the town moving forward on this project. It's been in the works for quite a while, so excited about that. Of course, went to the last game for Silver Creek for the girls, and Emma Rooney broke a school record with eight three-pointers during that game, so that's an achievement. So that was awesome to watch her achieve that during the game. But also to win that MSC title again for the girls, it's been amazing time in Silver Creek. So I want to congratulate the girls basketball team. Other than that, that's it.
All right. Well, from my end, like I said, it was a joy to be present and to be a part of the Camp Run Road project. It's something that we're looking, something I've been pushing. It was great to have a great team, as we call Team Salisbury, to want to get together and form our appreciation, our support with redevelopment, and giving them the security that they needed to move forward with this project. So this is going to, being in our TIF district, it's an exciting thing. Something that some people don't always understand what that TIF is, but it's a very valuable asset. During our planning and zoning meeting this past Monday, we had four companies come in our TIF district. So, this is an opportunity for us to continue to do the services and continue to grow in our community. Also gives us the opportunity to support our school system and different things that has to go in that direction. So, but the biggest part is that people are looking at Salisbury more and more every day. I mean, my radio station I listen to, I heard Salisbury, Indiana, for job opportunities probably 15 times a day. So, it's great to, I think they're looking for seven or eight employees, but it's great to hear Salisbury, Indiana on the radio. Like I said, we've got the PepsiCo made their announcement in our new 800,000 square foot warehouse. So that'll go to be a lot of nice job opportunities. The developers were very appreciative that there was opportunities for other companies to come in and be a part of our Salisbury community, but they held to their word, and $21 to $28 an hour jobs is going to be coming. So I encourage everyone to take an opportunity to apply for some of these jobs. Like I said, there's four other different companies that are going to be coming in. So there's going to be job opportunities. So that's a great thing. Also, there's a local company that I know that is looking into maybe relocating here in our community, which could be a great opportunity for us as well. So I was very excited to hear about that. So once again, it looks like we'll probably start moving this dirt here in the next week or so on Camp Run area. The Wendy's should be starting to take effect. I think their plat and their recording that was needed was taken care of, I believe, today, or if not, it's tomorrow. So they'll be starting on that project. So there's just a lot of exciting things we've got coming moving forward. Just getting ready to hopefully jump into the spring when we get rid of this cold weather. So, but at the end of the day, I can't thank everybody that's been involved and how we've been successful as a community these last 2 years with Team Salisbury and Charlie being a part of Team Salisbury. Everyone else that's been a part of Team Salisbury. Looks like our police department. The chief addressed us today, telling us that they'll probably be moving in mid-March. So it's an exciting time for them to be able to relocate and for us to move forward with what we want to do here in this downtown sector as well. So it's great to see you Eagle Scouts. Appreciate you guys, what y'all want to do, help us support this Wilkerson area. Mr. Wilkerson, Tom, he was a very strong leader of this community, and like I said, unfortunately his life was cut short at a young age, with a heart attack. So, but he was a very caring, giving man, and someone I looked up to a lot as a young man myself.
for your all's age. So I appreciate your all's desire to want to help us bring a lot more positivity in our community. So as Councilman Langford said, there's a lot more projects that that we're going to have available for you all. Hopefully, our DNR grant and the funding of what we've got moving forward over our pool at Mosley Park, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity and things for everybody, and you're all true wanting to get involved. So I thank you all very much. So, but other than that, that's all I have to say. Michelle, you have anything to add tonight?
No, I do not.
All right. Anybody else? All right. With that, I ask for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second? Second by Terry. No.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6:30.